parental engagement in schooling is really critically important for young people to be successful in school in the 21st century. Now, there just this week came out the MetLife survey of the American teacher. This is a national survey. Some of the concerning findings were things like a record number of teachers were not satisfied with teaching right now. You have only 44% of teachers saying that they're very satisfied with their jobs, and that's the lowest it's been in 20 years. Now, a lot of the reasons for this have been budget cuts, the continuing economic downturn. A lot of teachers are saying that record numbers of students that are coming to school hungry. So it's really affecting families, it's affecting school budgets, and it's really affecting how satisfied teachers are with their jobs. The good news is that a record number of teachers, 88% of high school teachers, said that their school helps all parents understand what they can do to support the success of their students at home.
So it is really a key step, but maybe for some folks it sounds obvious, but for others, that the parents need to be involved and engaged in what the kids are doing in school. It's not just shuffle them off like some sort of glorified daycare or something.
Right, and it might not be obvious for a lot of people because of the fact that in 1988, only 40% of the high school students said that they talked to their parents about school every day. Now, that's in the most recent survey, it's 64% of young people said they talk to their parents about school every single day. And the reason for that, I think one of the reasons for that, is that, in case you haven't noticed, the world has gotten more complex since 1988. The days of just being able to tell you're a young person, well, look in the book, and if you can't figure it out from the book, talk to your teacher about it. Those days, unfortunately or fortunately, are gone. And now it's more critical than ever that all parents be involved and support their young people in their school education.
So where does the center come in with this? What are you looking to do with this information, and what's the message that you're sending out?
Well, I think we have limited opportunities as the center to talk directly to parents, and that's why I wanted to come on the radio this morning and talk about this, because I know you have lots of parents listening this morning, and I just want to talk to parents about the fact that we've got 2 months left of school, and these are critical 2 months, especially for young people in the older grades. The last 2 months of school is when you do a lot of testing. A lot of major assignments are starting to come due, and parents need to support their young people in the home, need to create an environment that sets them up for success.
Is it true, Paul, that students tend to start to lose interest in school as April unfolds and May and the warmer weather comes along?
Well, we've definitely seen that in the last week, haven't we? The warmer weather. I know that for most young people, school is probably not the first thing on their minds right now. So we definitely do see it the case. It's kind of like it's kind of being in between a rock and a hard place. The schoolwork starts to get harder,
right?
You start to wrap up the year, and your mind starts to wander as the weather starts to get better.
Well, you're sending this message to the parents this morning, but in terms of resources and information, can they contact the center to find out more, or do you have some places where maybe they can see this information? I mean, what could they do if they do have questions?
Well, a lot of it is just, they certainly can look at our website. We'll have a few links on there to how parents can support young people. But more importantly, it's just that parents be able to be there for the young people, that they create an environment in the home that's conducive to doing the homework that's critically important, creating quiet places where all of the young people's homework supplies are readily available, so that you don't have to run around looking for your highlighter or your pen or your books. There's creating those times as a family, where there's time, quiet times, the rhythms of the day, so it's not just all Xbox, 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 and okay, turn off that Xbox and go to your homework.
Yep.
So we predictability in the day, limiting screen time, and creating a household environment that encourages that, which also means parents reading, parents continuing to nurture their own minds is a good thing, and role modeling for young people. Lots of parents aren't very familiar with computers and with internet technology. I know that our libraries have classes for adults on computers, so it would be great role modeling for a parent to take a class and help young people learn, you know, and learn for themselves about some of this technology that young people use.